Your holiness. Your sins.
I don't have any sins to confess. I'm a contradiction. Like God.
Who are you, Lenny? Everything.
People say you're a saint.
You're just a blue-eyed kid. I was supposed to be Pope.
I see Christ's reflection in you.
Il potere conoscenza. I know how to get him to resign.
You want to make the world pay for the wrong it did you? You'll be a terrible pope. The worst.
I'm ready to wage a war without end against you.
They chose a pope they didn't know. And today, they began to understand.
What do you intend to do?
Revolution.
Who are you, really?
Last year, some observers thought this video showed Pope Francis performing an exorcism. It created a buzz on social media sites. The Vatican strongly denied that the Pope was performing an exorcism. It said the Pope was conveying blessings. The Pope was conveying blessings.
Aliens exist and President Trump knows about it. That's according to Israel's former space security chief. In an interview with an Israeli newspaper, he said the aliens have been waiting until today for humanity to develop and reach a stage where we will understand in general what space and spaceships are.
Comes from the man who headed Israel's space security program for nearly 30 years, Chaim Eshed. Is making the extraordinary claim that the United States and Israel have been in contact with a group of aliens for years. Not immigrants, but extraterrestrials.
Here's the big question. Yeah. Would you baptize an extraterrestrial?
Only if she asks.
Okay. Well, so you're going to call me when this happens? Because I'd like to be there at the font.
Then the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, cursed are you above the livestock and all the wild animals. You will crawl on your belly and you will eat dust all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman and her offspring and yours. He will crush your head.
Thank you.
Innanzitutto vorremmo chiedere come sta, abbiamo visto si è fatto male.
Ah, bene, no, al momento no, ma mi sono schierato lì per salutare i bambini e non ho visto il vetro e boom.
Allora la domanda è...
Papa Francisco, esta es Greta, la Greta, chica famosa, vino especialmente para conocerte y hablar en el Senado sí. italiano, que como sabrás es una estrella mundial, millones y millones de seguidores, invitando y movilizando contra el cambio climático.
Trabajar.
Sí, te
felicito.
Would you like to say anything to Papa Francis?
God bless you. Continue to walk, eh? Continue, eh?
Once the room was settled and the Jesuits took their place, the musicians played instrumental music to set the tone for the special morning prayer service. Hymns were sung and intentions in various languages were voiced for Pope Francis and the Church. At the conclusion of their morning praise, all the men recited the Our Father and sang together Ad Maiorem Dei Gloria. A warm welcome was invoked by Father General Sosa, and the much beloved Pontiff, speaking in Spanish, gave his address to the faithful Jesuits. At the conclusion of his speech, the Holy Father joined Father General and the Jesuit delegates for a large group photo, a photo that will historically capture this special day when the first Jesuit Pope comes to a Jesuit General Congregation.
Pope Francis welcomed an interreligious group from Argentina made up of 15 Jews, 15 Muslims, and 15 Christians. They were on their way back from a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. The Pope greeted each person, some of whom he already knew from his time as Archbishop of Buenos Aires. With such a familiar environment, the Pope improvised a speech focused on brotherhood. He cited Argentina as a good example since immigration forced groups to coexist.
La mayoría sabemos convivir, nos resulta más fácil. Y es un mensaje de que tenemos el mismo Padre en el cielo.
For the Pope, the pilgrimage his fellow Argentinians underwent is a good example of how to reach out to others and build bridges.
¿Por qué han hecho ustedes de recordar estos pueblos, de recordar sinagogas, mezquitas, templos cristianos? Es un gesto de fraternidad y es una semilla hacia esa cultura del encuentro que todos tenemos que tratar de llevar adelante.
The Pope then interrupted his catechesis series on the Our Father prayer to recall why he considers his recent trip to Morocco to be important.
Ma qualcuno può domandarsi, ma perché il Papa va dai musulmani e non solamente dai cattolici? Ma quello che Dio vuole è la fratellanza fra noi.
e in modo speciale per questo viaggio con i nostri fratelli, figli di Abramo, come noi, i musulmani.
He recalled that Catholics are not the only believers in the world. He also said that the variety of faiths should not divide.
Ma perché Dio permette che ci siano tante religioni? Ma Dio ha voluto permettere questo. I teologi della scolastica dicevano la volontà permissiva di Dio. Ha voluto permettere questa realtà. Ci sono tante religioni che alcuni nascono dalla cultura, ma sempre guardano il cielo, guardano Dio. Non dobbiamo spaventarci della differenza. Dio ha permesso questo, ma sì, dobbiamo spaventarci se noi non facciamo lavori di fratellanza, di andare insieme sulla vita. Natale celebriamo la luce del Cristo che viene al mondo, che alle violenze e alle ingiustizie per i fratelli e sorelle. Oggi in questo tempo di oscurità e incertezze per la pandemia appaiono diverse luci di speranza, come le scoperte dei vaccini. Ma perché queste luci possano illuminare e portare speranza al mondo intero, devono stare a disposizione di tutti. Non possiamo lasciare che i nazionalismi chiusi ci impediscano di vivere come la vera famiglia umana che siamo, di promuovere la cooperazione e non la concorrenza, e di cercare una soluzione per tutti, vaccini per tutti, specialmente per i più vulnerabili e bisognosi di tutte le regioni del pianeta. Al primo posto, i più vulnerabili e bisognosi.
Another area of discussion was religion. This is an avowed atheist speaking. And he said, religion is not necessarily bad. A lot of people seem to need religion with its mysteries and rituals, so they will have religion. But the major religions of today have to be changed because they are not compatible with the changes to come. The old religions will have to go, especially Christianity. And a new religion can be accepted for use all over the world. It will incorporate something from all of the old ones to make it more easy for people to accept it and feel at home in it. Most people won't be too concerned with religion. They will realize that they don't need it. In order to do this, the Bible will be changed. It will be rewritten to fit the new religion. Gradually, key words will be replaced with new words having various shades of meaning. Then the meaning attached to the new word can be close to the old word, and as time goes on, other shades of meaning of that word can be emphasized, and then gradually that word replaced with another word. I don't know if I'm making that clear, but the idea is that everything in Scripture need not be rewritten, just key words replaced by other words, and the variability in meaning attached to any word can be used as a tool to change the entire meaning of Scripture and therefore make it acceptable to this new religion. Most people won't know the difference, and this is another one of the times where he said the few who do notice the difference won't be enough to matter. Then followed one of the most surprising statements of the whole presentation. He said, some of you probably think the churches won't stand for this. And he went on to say, the churches will help us. There was no elaboration on this. It was unclear just what he had in mind when he said, the churches will help us.
But you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will surely die.
Seius, Lucifer matutinus inveniat. In lei, in quam Lucifer, qui nescit hoc casum, Christus filius tus, qui regressus ab inferis, humano generis serenus illuxit, et tecum vivit et regnat in saecula saeculorum.
I couldn't help at one point in our discussions with privately with General Secretary Gorbachev, when you stop to think that we're all God's children, wherever we may live in the world, I couldn't help but say to him, just think how easy his task and mine might be in these meetings that we held if suddenly there was a threat to this world from some other species, from another planet outside in the universe. We'd forget all the little local differences that we have between our countries, and we would find out once and for all that we really are all human beings here on this earth together. Well, I don't suppose we can wait for some alien race to come down and threaten us, but I think that between us, we can bring about that realization. Thank you all. God bless you all.